All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
In Dallas, Texas.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
In 1933, Mickey Mouse, which was an animated cartoon character, received over 800,000 fan letters. I wonder how many Peter Griffith on Family Guy has gotten so far. Well, there's another useless fact for you. Hey, good morning and welcome to April 24th with the History of Everyday Guys, Scott Cooper. Let's talk about what happened on this day in history. On this day in 1980, the mission to rescue 52 hostages from the U.S. Embassy in Iran was aborted due to equipment failure. The Space Shuttle Discovery launched the Hubble Space Telescope into orbit on this day in 1990. In 1800, the Library of Congress was established when President John Adams signed an act of Congress providing for the transfer of the seat of government from Philadelphia to the new capital of Washington. The governor of Indiana, Warren G. McCrae, has resigned after being found guilty of mail fraud in 1924. In 1947, the four major powers, Britain, France, Russia, and the United States, meet in Berlin to discuss the Austrian Treaty for Berlin. No agreement is reached. The U.S. Army plans to cut the draft call for the Korean War to 20,000 in June and bring home 20,000 Korean veterans on this day in 1951. In 1982, the first British casualty in the Falkland Campaign, as Petty Officer Kevin Stewart Casey is presumed drowned. Apple released the Apple IIc portable computer, costing $1,295 on this day in 1984. In 1991, due to the increase in portable phones, many golf clubs have banned the use on the golf course because of the distraction to other players. And in 2012, the U.S. Justice Department filed criminal charges against former BP engineer Kurt Mix, who was arrested for intentionally destroying evidence. How about some music on this day? 1959, Buddy Holly was at number one on the UK singles chart with the Paul Anka song, It Doesn't Matter Anymore. Del Shannon started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Runaway on this day in 1961. In 1965, Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders went number one on the U.S. singles chart with Game of Love. The Beatles' new company, Apple Records, turned down the offer to sign a new artist, David Bowie, on this day in 1968. Also in 1968, Louis Armstrong was at number one on the UK singles chart with What a Wonderful World. And in 1995, Oasis released Some Might Say, which went on to give the band their first number one single. How about some special days today? Well, it is National Administrative Professionals Day, National Pig in a Blanket Day, and National Pet Parent Day. Well, there you go. There's a little more of what happened on this day in history. Go out and have a great History of Every Day.
Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded.
This concludes our programming for today. We welcome any comments you may have.
Our next regularly scheduled program will come to you at 6:15 a.m.